I see me, a small blonde-haired girl with piercing dark blue eyes, standing at the foot of a gently sloping grassy hill. My gaze is transfixed on a quaint little white cottage perched delicately near the summit. To my left, a smaller dwelling nestles comfortably at the hill's base, its dark doors and charming brick facade emanating a sense of warmth and shelter. The air around us feels perfectly still, devoid of wind or any indication of weather, as if the world has paused for a fleeting moment. It's as though I am viewing myself through the lens of an oil painting hanging in a gallery, each brush stroke capturing the essence of the scene. The little blonde girl immortalized in this imagined canvas appears to be barely 2 or 3 years old. Dressed in a handmade frock of pale blue fabric adorned with tiny daisies, we can't help but notice the sadness etched on my face. A silent question lingers. Where are my parents? Where might my sibling be? Did a babysitter wander too far from her duties? The world around her presents a desolate tableau, devoid of vibrancy, and this stark emptiness gives rise to an unsettling question that lingers in the air like a specter. It amplifies the haunting solitude of her lonely vigil, ensconced in a realm where laughter has long faded into echoes of memory. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Whenever we conjure this moment in our minds, the image of the somber little girl is woven into our thoughts, accompanied by the melancholic strains of the Fuzzy Wuzzy poem, sung as if it were a lament, a lullaby of lost innocence. She is so small, cradled in the weight of her own thoughts, sparking wonder over where she might have first heard this peculiar rhyme. Could it have been from her mother, filling the quiet spaces of their home with the echoes of childhood? Or perhaps from a well-meaning stranger who sought to fill her mind with simple joys? The origins are lost to time. What remains clear, however, is that she possesses a quiet depth, a little soul stitched together with threads of wisdom beyond her years. In her solitary play, she approaches her toys not merely with abandon, but with a careful attentiveness that belies her tender age. She has earned the affectionate moniker of Tinker because she has an irresistible urge to explore, to modify, and to engage with everything within her grasp. The world is a canvas to her inquisitive nature. Much later, as she journeys through life, winding through the complexities of her existence, she will come to understand that her relentless tinkering is more than just an endearing quirk. It is an early, undiscovered signal of ADHD, a topic that will linger in the shadows of her narrative, awaiting its time to emerge. But for now, the story is still unfolding, each moment a piece of the greater puzzle of her life.